You are listening to Huda Recordings.
Also, one of their beliefs related to the concept of justice, they said that Allah must do so many things. They made it must on Allah. He has to do it. He has no choice. A'udhu billah. Such as they said, sending messengers is not something from His mercy. This is something obligated on Him. Who made it obligated? They said the mind, the aql. They said sending messengers or entering Jannah for whoever did good deeds, it's something Allah has no favor in it. Said you enter Jannah not by Allah's favor or mercy, by your deeds, and He cannot put you in hellfire. يعني أعوذ بالله يعني very bad language even مع الله. قالوا بأن دخول الجنة وإرسال الرسل واللطف كالإمامة وغير or that Allah سبحانه وتعالى for example ordain for Muslim to have an imam or khalif. Said this is something that has no favor on us or make things easier. This is something He must do it. Very يعني قلة أدب, very يعني aggressive and ish bad manners with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. طيب. The third principle, al-wa'd wal-wa'id. Al-wa'd wal-wa'id, they said that Allah Azza wa Jal promised things. Promised the people who did good to enter Jannah, promised the people who commit sins to be punished for their sins. They said God must fulfill His promise in this area and that area. If you did only good, you have to go to hell, to paradise. There is no way you can go to other than paradise. And this is not by His mercy. This is something obligated. He has no favor. SubhanAllah, that's why يعني, their relationship with Allah, very bad, very dry. Deal with Allah like business, one to one. You have to pay me. And this is not the way the Muslims, SubhanAllah, believe. It's very strange for us to look at it this way. For them, no. It's like this. One of the bad thing the Mu'tazila did to the religion, it made the Aqeedah very dry subject. That's why you will see, inshallah, maybe next group of halaqat we will have, that because of those people existence in the Muslims, the Sufism came, the Sufiya came, which is so spiritual, so loose, oh God, even if you enter me the hellfire, I will enjoy it. You know, the totally opposite. The totally opposite. It's because they saw this is very dry, very complicated, they come to present another solution. And that was another reaction from the Sufis against us. Anyway, they said also as for those who committed sin, they must go to hellfire. If you commit a sin, you must go to the hellfire. You will never go to Jannah before you punish. And if it is a major sin, you will never enter Jannah. A'udhu billah. Yes. They have a rules. It's called, إِنَّ السَّيِّئَاتْ يُذْهِبْنَ الْحَسَنَاتْ. They establish a rule. They said, one sin will destroy your good deeds. SubhanAllah, Allah said in the Quran the totally opposite. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتْ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتْ وَذَلِكَ ذِكَرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Allah said good deeds erase bad deeds. They said the opposite. And that's one of their pillar. يعني it's not even issue minor. That's one of their main belief. That they said that if you commit sin, no way you will be forgiven. طيب, based on this, they deny what? Intercession in the Day of Judgment. Because what's intercession, shafa'ah, is about? About a sinner, the Prophet intercede for him, or a good Muslim intercede for him, or an angel intercede for him, not to be punished or to be taken to Jannah. They said, no, this is canceled. Why cancel? Why all these verses and ahadith will be canceled? Because we have a rule. If you commit sin, you must go to hellfire. For that rule, they invent, they cancel all these ahadith and verses of Quran. That's why they say there is no such thing it called intercession. There is no such thing called shafa'ah. And there is no meaning for Allah's words when He said, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah forgive anything but shirk. طب, if you commit sin, you must go to hellfire. بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ, I ask you by Allah, what the meaning of saying that Allah forgiver? If he must go to hellfire, what forgiver means? يعني ما معنى غفور. There is no sin, there is no meaning from this word. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أعمى بصائرهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed their eyes and their hearts. They said, if we said that when you commit major sin, you go to Jannah, Allah break his promise. And it's not right to say Allah break promise. When they said this to one of the scholars, he said, من العجمتي أتيت. Because you are so ignorant in Arabic, you said what you said. Why? Because Arabic language, there is a big difference between these two words. In English, it's called promise. But in Arabic, there is two words. It's called wa'd wa'id.